And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 27th of April, 2010. It's the week of May Day when we celebrate the spring. 1922, not a happy spring day in England on this date. Virginia Woolf wrote in her diary, "My fingers are so cold I can't close them on my pen. It's blackening for another downpour. 27 days of bitter wind, blinding rain, gusts, snowstorms, storms every day." 1858, Leo Tolstoy wrote to his aunt Alexandra, "It is so good to be alive on this earth for all good people and even for such as I. Nature, the air, everything is drenched in hope, future, a wonderful future. When I think about it more soberly, I know perfectly well I am nothing but an old frozen potato, rotten, cooked, and served up full of lumps. But the springtime has such a powerful effect on me that I sometimes catch myself imagining I am a plant that has just opened and spread its leaves among all the other plants and is going to grow up simply, peacefully, and joyfully on the good Lord's earth. Make way for this wonderful plant that is filling out its buds and growing in the spring." It's the birthday of the playwright August Wilson, born Pittsburgh, 1945, author of Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Fences, The Piano Lesson. August Wilson, who said, "Confront the dark parts of yourself. Your willingness to wrestle with your demons will cause your angels to sing." It's the birthday of Mary Wollstonecraft, born London, 1759, one of the first modern feminists. Her father was a drunk. He abused her mother, squandered the family's money. Mary rebelled against him, left home when she was 19. And in 1792, she published the work for which she became famous, Vindication of the Rights of Woman. And it's the birthday of the man who created the Left Behind series of novels, Tim LaHaye, born in Detroit, 1926. He was an evangelical minister and decided to write novels about what might happen after the Second Coming, after the Rapture. He co-wrote them with a sports writer named Jerry B. Jenkins. The first one, called Left Behind, came out in 1995. There are 16 books in the Left Behind series, which have sold almost 70 million copies. Here's a poem for today by Andrew Hudgens, "My Father's Corpse." He lay stone still, pretended to be dead. My brothers and I, tiny, swarmed over him like puppies. He wouldn't move. We tickled him, tracing our fingers up and down his huge, misshapen feet, then armpits, belly, face. He wouldn't move. We pushed small fingers up inside his nostrils, wiggled them, and giggled. He wouldn't move. We peeled his eyelids back, stared into those motionless, blurred circles. Still he wouldn't, didn't move. Then we, alarmed, poked, prodded his great body urgently. "Daddy, are you okay? Are you okay?" He didn't move. I reared back, gathered speed, and slammed my forehead on his face. He rose up roaring, scattered us from his body, and as he raged, we sprawled at his feet, thrilled to have the resurrected bastard back. "My Father's Corpse" by Andrew Hudgens, from American Rendering, New and Selected Poems, published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, producers of poetry everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.